You know those public sculptures you walk past every day? Ever. I wonder if there's more to them than meets the eye. Today we're going to uncover a story hidden in plain sight, really. A story that connects, well, a small town in Ireland to the White House, ancient traditions, to hopes for the future.
Sounds intriguing.
Let's dive into Rhythm and Rhyme. It's a cast bronze sculpture that stands on Earl Street in Dundalk, Ireland.
Okay.
It's a striking piece of public art, sure, but what makes it truly fascinating is that it actually began as a gift for former U.S. President Bill Clinton.
Right, that's the hook, isn't it? How this artwork, rooted in, you know, a specific Irish town, sort of extends its reach to international significance.
Exactly.
And we have a collection of information that really unpacks the layers, revealing a narrative woven with, well, artistic vision, pivotal historical moments, and echoes of a rich cultural past.
Yeah, exactly. Our goal for you today is to go beyond simply seeing Rhythm and Rhyme. We want you to understand its origins, the inspiration behind it, and what it tells us about Irish culture and its journey towards peace.
Get ready for some surprising connections as we take this deep dive.
Okay, let's do it.
So picture this, Rhythm and Rhyme, a sculpture by the artist Sandra Bell, placed in Dundalk back in 2002.
Right.
It's a substantial piece, nearly 5.5 feet tall. I mean, imagine a figure almost as tall as you standing there in the town square.
Yeah, that's got presence.
And the colors are really distinctive. It's bronze with this beautiful blue and green patination. You know, that's the natural weathering that gives bronze its unique colors.
Mm-hmm, the patina.
The artist chose these hues specifically to reflect the nearby sea. But the detail that really sparked my curiosity from the start is that this public artwork is based on a smaller version gifted to President William J. Clinton.
It's that dual existence that's so compelling, isn't it? It serves as a public monument for the Dundalk community and simultaneously acts as a, well, a direct link to a significant period in international relations.
If we consider the broader context, it immediately prompts us to think about the symbolism inherent in the artwork and why it was chosen as a suitable gift for a global leader so engaged in the Irish peace process.
Absolutely. And to grasp that connection, we really need to look back to December 12, 2000. President Clinton visited Dundalk as part of his farewell tour.
Okay, 2000.
This wasn't just a routine stop. His primary focus was to reinforce support for the Good Friday Agreement, an agreement aimed at bringing an end to, you know, decades of conflict in Northern Ireland.
A crucial time.
And sadly, Dundalk held a particular significance because it had been identified as a location where the devastating Omagh bombing had been planned. So Clinton's presence there was a powerful statement of peace, directly challenging those who sought to undermine it.
That context is vital. Clinton's visit wasn't merely symbolic. It was a deliberate act of solidarity with the peace process at a really critical juncture. Right. This raises an important consideration. What specific role did Dundalk play in the larger narrative of peace? And how did this influence the significance of the gift presented to him?
Well, during that visit, the people of Dundalk presented President Clinton with the original, smaller version of Rhythm and Rhyme.
The original piece.
Yeah. And there's a lovely story about him holding it up to the cheers of thousands who had gathered. It really conveys the sense of hope and goodwill surrounding his visit.
You can picture that.
Now, there's a minor point to clarify. While some sources mention the gift being given in 2002, the stronger evidence, looking at records of President Clinton's trip, clearly indicates December 2000.
Okay, so 2000 for the gift.
Right. The larger public sculpture we see in Dundalk today was then installed in 2002.
Got it.
It seems the dates sometimes get a little muddled, but the key event of the gift to Clinton happened in 2000. And that original sculpture, it's now part of his personal collection.
That slight confusion in dates, it just underscores the importance of, you know, verifying information across different sources. But the core message remains. A piece of art originating from the Dundalk community was personally given to a U.S. president deeply committed to their peace process.
Yeah.
What's particularly striking is this direct connection between a local artistic expression and, well, international diplomacy.
And it wasn't a fleeting gesture either. Brenda Morgan actually wrote a letter to the Irish Times quoting President Clinton's words when he received the sculpture.
Oh, really? What did he say?
He emphasized the profound importance of making peace permanent in Ireland, stating that nothing would compare to that gift to the world. He clearly saw the artwork as intertwined with that very hope for lasting peace.
Wow. That direct quote offers a powerful insight into how the sculpture was perceived right at that moment. not just as an artistic creation, but as an emblem of a much broader aspiration for peace.
Definitely.
It highlights the responsibility and the hope placed upon the Irish people to, you know, solidify the peace process.
So let's focus on the artist now, Sandra Bell. Born in 1954 and educated in the region, she's been a self-taught sculptor since the 1980s.
Okay.
Interestingly, she still calls Dundalk home, so there's a real connection between the artist, the artwork, and the place it stands.
That's important, that local connection.
She's a master of the ancient lost wax method for casting bronze, a process that allows for intricate detail and a lasting legacy in bronze. But she also embraces modern sustainable practices, even using 3D printed models made from biodegradable materials for some of her work.
It's fascinating to see that combination, isn't it? Age-old technique and contemporary innovation.
Yeah.
It suggests an artist who respects tradition while also looking to the future in her creative approach and her consideration for the environment.
Her artistic style is often described as having simple linear patterns and flowing shapes, with a feeling of being sinuous, sensuous, elegant, graceful, tactile, feminine.
Mm.
It sounds like her sculptures really invite you to connect with them, you know?
Not tactile.
And while she draws inspiration from diverse sources like Celtic, classical, and African art, she's developed a very distinct style, frequently exploring themes of harmony and balance.
Ah, harmony and balance. Those recurring themes offer a valuable way to understand rhythm and rhyme, especially.
How so?
Well, if we connect this to the larger context of the peace process, the concepts of harmony and balance deeply resonate with the aspirations for a unified and stable society.
That makes perfect sense. Absolutely. A central focus for Bell is the human form, but she abstracts it to capture the spirit and grace of humanity rather than just the physical details. She aims to convey the essential essence.
Right, not just a literal representation.
Her inspiration comes from Irish heritage and the ecology of who we are today, and she envisions her art as a modern interpretation of the natural beauty of Ireland and its ancient past.
This emphasis on essence over strict realism allows for a more universal and perhaps a deeper connection with the viewer. By drawing on Irish heritage and ecology, she grounds her work in a specific cultural context while also addressing broader themes of identity and our relationship with the environment.
And what's truly impressive is her deep commitment to sustainable art practices.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that.
She recycles all her scrap metal, uses biodegradable materials like PLA, and actively works to reduce her studio's energy consumption through things like LED lighting and solar power.
That's fantastic.
She even sees her art as a way to raise awareness about conservation.
This commitment really elevates her work beyond mere aesthetics, doesn't it? It aligns her creative process with a set of values that are increasingly important in our world, demonstrating a holistic approach where artistic expression and environmental responsibility are intertwined.
Totally. And her talent has been widely recognized. She's received over 30 commissions internationally, including some really notable ones like Unity in Cherrywood Business Park and Teachers Inspire at Dublin City University.
Wow, okay.
She's also created pieces for organizations like ANPOST and the GAA. And yes, importantly, Rhythm and Rhyme is part of her significant Torque series, alongside other works like simply Torque and Converse.
That extensive list of commissions speaks volumes about the impact and recognition of her artistic vision. And placing Rhythm and Rhyme within her Torque series, that's a crucial piece of understanding the sculpture, isn't it?
It really is.
It directly links it to a specific and deeply meaningful aspect of Irish cultural heritage.
Which brings us to the really captivating part, the Celtic Torque. This is the primary inspiration behind Bell's Torque series, and she describes it as a beautiful relic of the Bronze Age of Ireland.
A torque, right. Ancient neck rings, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. These torques were typically made of precious metals like gold, but also bronze, copper, iron, or silver. They took various forms like rings and bracelets, but the most iconic is the rigid neck ornament.
Okay.
They often had an open front and beautifully decorated terminals, sometimes even shaped like animal heads.
It's worth considering the level of skill involved in crafting these ancient objects. Techniques like twisting, plating, casting, repoussé, chasing. I mean, it demonstrates a sophisticated understanding of metallurgy and artistry.
Yes, definitely.
The fact that metal workers held such high status in Celtic society highlights the cultural value placed on these skills.
Absolutely. And the symbolism of the torque was incredibly rich. It clearly signified high status, wealth, and power.
Sure, status symbols.
But it also held a spiritual and religious significance. Celtic deities are often depicted wearing them, and they were sometimes found in ritual hoards.
Oh, interesting. So more than just jewelry.
Much more. There was also a belief that they acted as talismans, offering protection. Warriors, in particular, were often associated with wearing torques, and there are even myths about their protective powers.
So the torque wasn't just adornment. It was a potent symbol imbued with social, spiritual, and even protective significance. If we bring this back to rhythm and rhyme, understanding this multifaceted symbolism helps us truly appreciate the depth of Belle's artistic choice. She isn't just referencing ancient jewelry. She's tapping into a deep wellspring of Irish identity, power, and even hopes for protection and unity.
All relevant to the context of the peace process.
Precisely.
Exactly. So rhythm and rhyme, being part of Belle's torque series, directly draws on this heritage. The sculpture itself embodies the torque form with two intertwined figures, doubt bound to each other, forming a ring.
Right, the ring shape.
And notice the detail. They have heads of gold that look toward and beyond the other.
This description immediately brings to mind the circular form of the torque. What's particularly interesting is Belle's interpretation of the intertwined figures. It moves beyond the literal metal construction of ancient torques to a representation of human connection.
Yeah, she explains that it symbolizes the continuity of the Irish people learning from legacy whilst looking toward the future.
Ah, continuity. Yeah.
That really connects to the historical use of torques as heirlooms passed down through generations. And the intertwined figures feel like a modern take on the torque's twisted construction, adding this powerful layer of human connection and shared destiny.
This interpretation carries a powerful weight, especially given the sculpture's connection to the peace process. The torque, with its associations with royalty, protection, strength, sovereignty, it becomes a potent symbol of the aspirations for lasting peace.
Mm.
The intertwined figures could indeed represent the interconnectedness of communities within Ireland, highlighting the need for unity and shared progress.
Let's explore the form and meaning of rhythm and rhyme a bit more deeply then. As we mentioned, it's cast in bronze, a material Belle values for its permanence and the way it develops that beautiful patina over time.
Right, the aging beauty.
And it's a significant presence in the town. That blue and green patination is so important. It's not just a random color choice. Belle explicitly states it's to celebrate the coastal town's culture of Dundalk.
Ah, the sea connection again.
Exactly. Dundalk has a long history as a seaport on Dundalk Bay, which is also an ecologically significant area.
This direct link between the sculpture's colors and the local environment is really significant. It grounds the artwork in its specific location, making it a reflection of the town's identity and its relationship with the sea.
And those intertwined figures bound together, they clearly symbolize that interconnectedness, the weaving together of past, present, and future.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the heads of gold looking forward. The gold here, in contrast to the patinated bronze, really stands out, suggesting enlightenment, intrinsic value, and that bright future.
Yeah, it draws the eye.
It's a clear echo of the gold so prized in ancient torques, too.
What's also worth considering is the contrast to materials and their symbolic weight. The enduring bronze, patinated with the colors of the local landscape, provides a foundation for the precious gold, perhaps representing the aspirational and enduring spirit of the people.
That's a great way to put it. So the entire form and color palette work together to symbolize the continuity of the Irish people learning from legacy whilst looking toward the future.
Right.
And it really resonates with Dundalk's identity. Belle herself says her work naturally complements its surrounds. That sea-hued patination is a direct nod to Dundalk's maritime heritage.
And the intertwined figures, as we discussed earlier, can also be seen as a powerful metaphor for the various dualities at play, past and future, perhaps tradition and modernity, and even the communities involved in the peace process.
Yeah.
This aligns perfectly with Belle's artistic themes of harmony and balance.
So when you put it all together, rhythm and rhyme is so much more than just a sculpture, isn't it?
Clearly.
It's a historical marker, a cultural tribute, a deeply meaningful piece of art, and a real emblem for Dundalk. And at its heart is this powerful idea of continuity, beautifully captured by those intertwined figures and the enduring symbolism of the torque tradition. So this seemingly local piece isn't just art. It's a tangible link between a small Irish town and a pivotal moment in international peace efforts.
Indeed. The sculpture successfully embodies Ireland's deep respect for its history while also projecting a forward-looking vision. It's a tangible representation of the country's connection to the peace process, with Sandra Bell skillfully giving form to these complex values.
Yeah.
Its success lies in being both deeply rooted in its locality and resonating with universal themes of unity and hope.
And its impact on Dundalk feels like it will last. It's become a real part of the town's identity and stands as a significant piece of Irish public art.
Absolutely.
The fact that it was created with a commitment to sustainability just adds another layer to its enduring legacy.
Definitely. Ultimately, the title Rhythm and Rhyme perfectly captures the sculpture's ability to harmonize these diverse elements, past and present, art and history, local and global.
It really does.
It's a testament to Irish heritage, a symbol of hope, and a continuous call for harmony, fulfilling Bell's aspiration to connect community, nature, and the divine, inspiring respect in the present.
Mm.
This deep dive into rhythm and rhyme reminds us that even seemingly ordinary public art can be rich with history and meaning, reflecting the hopes and legacies of a community.
So true. So, as you go about your day, perhaps take a closer look at the public art around you. What symbols in your own surroundings tell a story of the past while looking towards the future?
Good question.
And how does understanding that rhythm and rhyme deepen your connection to your place? It's definitely something to ponder.